Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 1, focus on identity. Who am I? Study W5, growing into glory. In the first four studies, we've come to see how awesome our new identity is in the new creation. How we have this newly created spirit man on the inside of us. How we derive our identity from Jesus because the new creation is in him. How we've been birthed into the kingdom of God so that we've become a child of God, a son of God, a joint heir with Jesus. How we have God as our father. How we have a covenant of freedom as our mother. So that determines our identity. And then how the salvation that we've come into is so broad and so rich and so full and so complete, and how that was released to us through the work of Jesus on the cross when he took upon himself all of the fallenness of the old creation and released in its place the glory of the new. And then we saw how the Holy Spirit in study 4 comes, and how the new creation, our identity, is that we are equipped and made fit to receive him and to be filled with him, to be baptized in the Spirit, to be immersed, to be drenched, to be soaked in the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a new identity we have. And now we're going to move on today, and we're going to look at one specific aspect of what the Holy Spirit does in and through us in the new creation. I want to start this by reading Romans 3:23, and this is a statement on the old creation. It says this: for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No person is excluded here. All have sinned. All fall short of the glory of God. The glory of God is his magnificence. It's his beauty. It's his awesomeness. It's his grandeur. It's everything that he is in his presence. And in the old creation, everyone falls short of that. We can't touch it. You know, in the old creation, we see when God came near, it looked pretty glorious. You read the account of Moses going up on the mountain, and there was the earthquake and the thunderings and the lightning and the smoke. And, you know, it was like a fearful thing, really. The glory was there. Moses' face was even glowing as a result of that experience. But it was hardly God hanging out with his people. It was distant. It was remote. It was untouchable. Everyone was excluded. But in the new creation, God has solved that. And one of his purposes in everything that he has done in creating us again is to allow us to embrace his glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Most of the chapter is on this theme and on this subject, but I'm just going to read the last portion, verse 17 and 18. Paul says this: the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That makes sense, right? Because we have the covenant of freedom, which defines who we are. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He brings the freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Wow, so rich, this passage. So first of all, the Spirit is the Lord. The Lord is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. And the fact that we have him moving freely in us, amongst us, through us, is so awesome. And where he is, he brings freedom. So in any area of your life where you feel there's a lack of freedom, there's a simple solution. Open up that area of your life to the Holy Spirit, because where he comes and when he comes, freedom comes. Anyway, it goes on to say, we all, this is speaking to the new creation people, right? So the earlier passage, Romans 3:23, talks about all of sin and fall short. That's all of the fallen race, but we all now, having come into the new creation, our faces unveiled, and we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. What do we see when we look in a mirror? We see ourselves, right? We see a reflection of ourselves. And what Paul is saying is, like, we look in this mirror and we see what? We see the glory of the Lord. This is the new creation. And we're being transformed into that same image. What image is that? The image of the glory of the Lord. We're being transformed by the Spirit into the same image, from glory to glory, or some translations put this as from one degree of glory to another. So we're brought into this place of glory, and then the Holy Spirit works upon us as we cooperate with him, such that we move from one degree of glory to another. It's always getting better. There's always more. Just as from the Lord, the Spirit. So, as I mentioned, glory is all about God manifested. It's his presence, his magnificence, his purity, his beauty, his awesomeness. So, embracing this glory is part of our new identity in the new creation. What we have in Christ is complete. But we have this sense that the Holy Spirit is taking us on a journey of exploring more and more and embracing and taking hold of more and more of the glory. It's part of our identity, so we need to take hold of it. Paul explained this as well as a revealing of a great mystery. I'm just going to read this passage from Colossians chapter 1. He says, "Of this church I was made a minister," starting in verse 25. "I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God." Fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been made manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the Holy Spirit is bringing us more and more into this glory of God, and it's Christ in us. Wow. In the first study, we looked at how our identity, our new identity, is really founded in who we are in him. And now this manifestation of glory is an outworking of who he is in us. And Paul says this was a mystery. It was hidden for generations past, but now in the new creation, it's being manifested. He's made it known to the saints. We are his saints. It's part of our identity. Jesus referred to this, John 17, that amazing prayer that he prayed. "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you've given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." So there's a level, a degree of glory in Jesus that he prayed, and he wanted us to be with him there so that we might see it. And it's so easy to write that off and say, well, that's in the future, and that's when we get to heaven. But remember, in our identity, we're in Christ, and we've been raised with him. We're seated with him in the heavenly places. And in that, we have the ability to see this glory now. And that's what Paul was talking about. Like, we look in the mirror and we see this reflected, this glory of God in the new creation. This is part of our identity. Jesus wanted us to be with him where he is. And we are where he is. So now, really, in closing today, this is a beautiful part of our new identity. And I think it calls us to respond and say, Holy Spirit, I want to work with you. I want you to bring me more and more into this glory, from one degree of glory to another. I want to embrace everything that you've come to manifest. And through that, God actually is glorified as we become carriers of his presence, of his glory and who he is. And we manifest that one to another in community, and we prepare to take it out into the world, into the dark, lost, fallen world that falls so far short of his glory. Praise Jesus. The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.